让我们感谢主早晨带领我们能够一同在他面前来敬拜赞美他。
We thank the Lord this morning. He brought us again before His presence to worship and praise Him.
我感谢主，刚刚圣弟兄能够带我们读约翰一书第四章的那个经文。
And we really thank the Lord for Brother Sam who led us to read that verse from 1 John.
那跟我早晨要和弟兄姐妹的交通呢是非常有关系。
And it's directly connected to what I have a burden to share with you this morning.
当我们在主面前的时候，我们心里面被他的爱所激励。
As we come before the presence of the Lord, our heart will be touched by His love.
我们将感谢赞美来献给他。
And that will bring us to give Him praises and thanksgiving.
所以我们知道神爱了我们。
So we know that God loves us.
我们也愿意爱神。
And we also want to love Him.
但我们怎么知道我们爱神是如何呢
？But how do we know how to love God?
就借着约翰一书的经文来告诉我们。
So from the scripture in 1 John, it tells us
我们若爱弟兄，那就是我们爱神的实际。
That if we can love one another, then that will be the reality that we love God.
所以为着我们周围的弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord for the brothers and sisters around us.
因为只有借着我们周围的弟兄姐妹，我们才能够真是知道我们爱神有多少。
That only through loving our brothers and sisters around us, then we will truly know how much we really love God.
就好像我们到了我这个年纪哈，我们每年必须要做一次体检。
Just as if you are when you come to my age, I go through a physical every year.
借着体检，我们能够知道我们身体的状况。
And through this annual physical, I know the condition of my body.
同样，早晨我也愿意借着我们弟兄的相爱，我们来做一次我们这属灵生命的体检。
And this morning, we desire to use.Loving one another as the standard of examination for physical for the body of Christ.
叫我们能够查验我们爱神的实际是如何。
So that we can examine the reality of how much we really love God.
请我们先读几处的圣经。
Let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
请我们先打开到以弗所书第一章。
First to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章，我们读第二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23。
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all。
请我们再翻到哥林多前书第十二章。
Then turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
哥林多前书第十二章，我们先从第十二节读到第十四节。
We'll read from chapter 12, verse 12 to 14.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。隐于一位圣灵，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
Verse 12. For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in the power of one Spirit we have all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greek, whether bondmen or free, and have all been given to drink of one Spirit. For Also, the body is not one member, but many.
同一章圣经第二十六节。
From the same chapter, verse 26.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And if one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And if one member be glorified, all the members rejoice with it.
我们再读二十七节。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
And verse 27, now you are Christ's body, and individually members of it.
最后我们再读第三十一节。
And lastly, verse 31.
你们要切切求那更大的恩赐，我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
But desire earnestly the greater gifts, and yet I show unto you a way of a more surpassing excellence.
那我们再低头有一点祷告。
Let us bow our head in a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们知道你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you because we know that you love us.
然后我们对你的爱的认识是那样的少。
Lord, yet we know your love so little.
我们却要感谢你。
But we do thank you.
主，因为你却叫我们能够与众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱是何等的阔长高深。
Because you brought us to comprehend with all the saints the height, the depth, the width and the length of your love.
主，愿你爱我们的大爱能够在我们这些蒙爱的儿女们心中能够完全。
Lord, may this great love of yours be completed in all of our hearts.
主，愿你的大爱在我们心里面叫我们能够切实的彼此相爱。
Lord, that your love will constrain us that we can truly love one another.
主，早晨我们愿意来到你面前。
This morning we come before you.
主，我们愿意向你敞开。
Lord, we want to open our hearts to you.
主，愿你的灵在我们中间，主来赐路破开。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit come and do the piercing and the opening work in our hearts.
好叫我们在你面前有蒙恩的机会。
Lord, so that we have a chance to receive more grace this morning.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 在这段时间里面，弟兄们和我们常常交通到关于弟兄相爱、肢体相顾的事情。
And in these recent weeks, our brothers has been constantly fellowshipping with us, how to love one another, caring for one another.
也借着最近在我们聚会当中所发生的事，叫我在主的面前有一些的深思。
And also because of the events that's been happening among us, I had a chance to come before the Lord and to meditate and consider.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同在主面前，我们有一点省察。
So this morning we want to examine ourselves before the Lord.
就是我们在我们中间那弟兄相爱、肢体相顾的实际是如何。
That what is the reality of among us of brotherly love and caring for one another?
就是我们所知道的，就是我们所听过的，我们到底活出了有多少实际。
That how much of a reality are we living out based on what we have heard and what we know?
所以我想我们需要问我们自己两个问题。
So we ought to ask ourselves two questions.
就是我们对基督身体的认识究竟有多少。
One is, how much do we know about the body of Christ?
那我们如何能够真实的过一个基督身体的生活。
And secondly, how can we truly and in reality live out a practical life in the body?
以弗所书一章二十三节告诉我们，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians chapter 1:23 tells us the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
也就是说基督是教会的头。
Which is to say Christ is the head of the church.
我们是他身体里面的肢体。
And we are members of his body.
也就是说在历史历代以来，所有借着圣灵受浸归于基督的都成为基督身体里面的肢体。
Meaning everyone throughout generations and throughout history, whoever that has been baptized into Christ has become a member in this body of Christ.
而我们看见基督的身体乃是要被基督的生命所充满。
And this body of Christ is to be filled by the life of Christ.
就像我们这个人一样。
Just like our body.
我们的身体要被我们的头的生命所充满。
And our body is filled by the life that comes from our head.
头的生命和我们身体的生命是一个生命。
The life that's in our head is the same life that is running through our body.
头的生命如何，身体的生命也是如何。
And what kind of life we have in our head, it's the same kind of life we have in our body. Our body is connected directly to the head.
他们命运是相同的。
And they have the same fate.
他们也要一同能够得着那个荣耀。
And then they will receive the same glory.
所以我们看见当神借着圣灵重生了我们。
As the Lord gave us a new birth in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就把我们进入到基督的身体里头。
And the Spirit has baptized us into the body of Christ.
然后他用他的生命来充满我们。
And he will also fill us with his life.
他借着他的生命把我们联络在一起。
And with his life, he joins us all together.
叫他的身体能够在地上来彰显他那丰满的荣耀。
So that his body on earth can manifest the fullness of his glory.
弟兄姐妹，这是在神心目当中一件非常伟大荣耀的事情。
And this is a great and glorious matter in God's heart.
因为我们的主他已经从死里复活。
Because our Lord has already resurrected from dead.
而他也升到了高天，坐在至高者宝座的右边。
He has already ascended to the most high place and seated at the right hand of God.
今天他要用这样一个复活的生命。
And today with this resurrected life,
他借着这样一个升天的生命
，and with this life that's ascended on high，
来充满他的身体
，and he will fill his body with this life。
借着他的身体，在这个世界上，叫人能够看见他是如何
，and through this body on living on the earth， that all men can see whom he is。
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识基督的生命。
So we must know this life of Christ.
因为这样的生命要充满我们。
Because such a life will fill us.
这样的生命要借着我们来彰显他的大能。
That such a life will manifest his power through us.
所以今天神的教会在地上不应该是软弱的。
So the church of God on the earth should not have weakness.
今天基督徒在地上的生活应当是得胜的。
That we should have been living a victorious life.
因为基督的生命是大能的。
Because the life of Christ is full of power.
基督的生命是得胜的。
The life of Christ himself is victorious.
今天主自己要借着这个生命来在我们身上来彰显。
And the Lord wants to manifest such a life through us.
所以我们看见今天我们基督徒在地上的生活不应当是一个单独的生活。
So we see as a Christian we should not be living a lonely life on the
earth. 我们乃是在基督的身体里面过生活。
We should be living inside the body of Christ.
这是一个团体的生活。
It's a corporate life.
这是一个生命有机体的生活。
It is an organic life of organic life of the body.
就像保罗在加拉太书所说的，如今活着不再是我。
Just as Paul says, now it is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
今天我们在一起过团体生活的时候
，So as we live together in a corporate life.
今天我们在基督身体里面过生活的时候
，As we live in the body of Christ.
我们也应当这么说。
We should also say the same.
如今活着不再是我们。
It is no longer we who live.
乃是基督在我们众人里面活着。
But Christ lives in all of us.
乃是基督生命在借着我们一个团体的身体，他要活出他自己生命的大能和荣耀。
The life of Christ wants to be lived out through the body of Christ to manifest His glory and His power.
所以早晨主若许可，我愿意和弟兄姐妹来交通到关于基督身体的生命。
So this morning, if the Lord willing, I want to share the burden on the life of the body of Christ.
我们需要来认识这个生命。
We need to know His life.
好叫我们能够过一个这个生命所应当过的生活。
So that we can live out a life that's worthy of such a life that's within us.
因为生活乃是根据生命。
Because the way we live is based on the life that we have.
有了生命才能够过生活。
If we have a life, then we can live it out.
什么样的生命，他就活出什么样的生活。
What type of life we have will determine what kind of life that we live out.
感谢神，今天我们有了基督的生命。
And we thank the Lord, today we have the life of Christ.
所以我们能够过一个基督身体的生活。
So we should be able to live out a life of the body of Christ.
我们知道生命是一件抽象的事情。
And we know life itself is very abstract.
我们很难对生命下一个定义。
And it's hard to give it a definition.
但是我们却能够借着生命的感觉来认识生命。
But through the senses this life has, we can come to know this life.
一个在睡觉的人和一个已经死了的人的不同在哪里？
What's the difference between a person who is sleeping versus a person who is dead?
我们知道一个有生命在他里面，一个是没有生命在他里面。
We know one person has a life within him, the other person no longer has life.
一个在睡觉的人。
A person who is asleep.
因着在他里面有生命。
Because he has a life.
所以呢，你通过从他身上看见那个生命的感觉。
You can still see the senses of this life.
他还有心跳。
He still have a heartbeat.
他还会呼吸。
He still has a breath.
他对周围的环境会有一个反应。
And he has reactions to the environment around
him. 比方说，如果我们弟兄把那个空调温度降到60度。
For example, if we turn the AC to 60 degrees.
我们就会感觉到冷。
Then we'll be feeling cold.
因为我们里面有一个生命。
Because there is a life within us.
如果我们里面没有了这个生命
，If there is no longer a life，
我们就没有生命的感觉。
Then we don't have any sense for this life.
但今天在我们里面有了基督的生命。
But within us, we have the life of Christ.
所以我们对于这个生命，从我们身上，它会有一些感觉，它会有一些反应。
So this life being within us, then he will have his senses and he will have reactions.
不仅如此，我们看见什么样的生命，他会活出什么样的生活。
And we'll also see what type of life we have will determine what kind of life we live out.
鱼有鱼的生命，所以它可以在水里面自由自在的在那里游泳。
A fish has the life of a fish, therefore it can swim in the sea.
鸟有鸟的生命，所以它在空中可以自由的翱翔。
A bird has the life of a bird, therefore it can fly in the sky.
今天在你我里面有着基督的生命。
So today in each one of us, we have the life of Christ.
所以这个生命应当是要活出基督身体的那个生活。
And so this life wants to live out a life within the corporate body of Christ.
借着这样的生活，能够把这个生命能够表明出来。
And through this way of living, it can express the life that's within us.
那基督的生命在我们身上会有哪些的感觉呢
？So what kind of senses does this life of Christ have within us?
第一，他对罪会有感觉。
First, it has a sense towards sin.
弟兄姐妹，基督生命在我们里面会叫我们对于罪会有一个敏锐的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, after you have the life of Christ within us, you will have a sensitivity towards sin.
我们怎么知道我们自己蒙恩得救了呢
？How do we know that we're saved and born again？
我们怎么知道圣灵重生了我们呢
？How do we know that we're born again in the Spirit？
那是因为基督的生命进到我们里头。
It is because the life of Christ would have entered into you。
在我们里面，这个生命叫我们对罪有一个感觉。
And within ourselves, this life has a sensitivity towards sin。
今天我们基督徒不犯罪，不是因为别人教我们。
Today, as Christians, we do not sin. It is not because other people have taught us not to sin.
今天基督徒不犯罪，是因为我们里面的生命告诉我们。
Rather, Christians do not sin because there is a life within us that's telling us what is sin.
我们知道，当我们蒙恩得救以后
，We know after we became a believer.
当然会有弟兄姐妹教导我们说，基督徒。信主了以后不应当犯罪。
And of course, there are brothers and sisters that will teach us and tell us that as a Christian we should not sin.
但是如果你是靠着这样一个知识，要过一个不犯罪的生活
，But if you're simply living out this life based on a head knowledge,
是非常艰难的。
It is very difficult.
是非常沉重的。
And it's very burdensome.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为那不是一个正确的路。
Because that's not the true way.
今天基督徒能够不犯罪。
Today, as Christians who do not want to sin.
今天基督徒不想犯罪。
That we do not want to sin.
不愿意犯罪。
And are not willing to sin.
是因为在我们里面这个生命它是恨恶罪的。
It is because there's a life within us that abhors sin.
当我们顺从这个生命的感觉的时候。
And if we follow the senses of this life.
我们要从这个生命得着胜过罪的那个能力。
And we can also receive a power that overcomes sin.
因为今天神救了我们。
Because God has saved us.
神不是要叫我们做一个宗教徒。
He does not want us to be simply a religious person.
神不是要叫我们过一个宗教的生活。
He does not lead us into a religious life.
神乃是要叫我们过一个基督徒的生活。
But he leads us into a life of Christ.
因为他把基督的生命赐给了我们。
Because he has given his life to us.
这个生命是恨恶罪的。
And this life abhors sin.
这个生命是有能力能够胜过罪的。
And this life also has power to overcome sin.
所以基督徒得着了基督的生命
，and when we have received the Christ of a life of Christ，
叫我们能够从里面能够不喜欢罪
，and from within us there is a sense to abhor sin，
能够恨恶罪
，to not delight in sin，
以至于我们不愿意犯罪
，and therefore we will not be willing to sin。
举个例子
，for example，
许多刚信主的弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历
，and which is an experience for many new believers。
在我们蒙恩重生得救之前
，before we were believers，
我们有时候会说一些的谎言。
We sometimes tell a little lie，
为着各种不同的原因
，and for many different reasons。
有时候我们把骗了人
，sometimes we lie to others。
我们心里面可能还沾沾自喜
，and sometimes we feel good about it。
就是说，哎呀，别人不知道。
And we thought, they didn't even know I tricked him.
但当我们蒙恩重生以后
，But after we were born again,
我们里头有了一个新生命。
We have a new life within us.
当我们在说谎言的时候
，And when we tell a lie again,
当我们在说不准确的话的时候
，Or when our words are not very accurate,
当我们在讲话夸大其词的时候
，Or when we try to exaggerate,
可能听的人不知道
，Perhaps the listeners do not know.
但是里面有感觉。
But we have a sense within us.
你知道说你不应该这样子说话。
And the sense tells us you shouldn't be saying things like that.
就是因着基督生命在你的里面是恨恶罪的。
That is because there is a life of Christ within you that.
这个生命的感觉就叫你知道说基督徒不应当犯罪。
And this life has a sense that tells you that we should not sin.
就你们这是一个基督徒生命属灵生命正常的一个情形
And that is a normal condition of a Christian life
盼望主能够在这点上面开启我们
May the Lord reveal himself to us.
叫我们因着认识基督生命在我们里面。
That because we know the life of Christ within us.
叫我们能够知道这个生命对罪是有一个恨恶的感觉。
That we know this life abhors sin.
叫我们能够顺从这生命的感觉而生活。
So that we can follow and obey the senses of this life.
它能够叫我们不喜欢犯罪。
So that we will not delight in sinning.
它能够叫我们不愿意犯罪。
That we will be not willing to sin.
它叫我们能够胜过罪恶的试探和引诱。
So that we can overcome the temptations and trials.
因为在这个生命里面，它有那生命的大能。
Because within this life there is a great power also.
这个基督的生命在我们里面，不仅叫我们对罪有感觉。
Not only the life of Christ has a sensitivity towards sin.
它也叫我们对神。有一个感觉。
But it also gives us a sense for God.
一方面我们对神会有一个亲密的感觉。
On one hand, we have an intimacy sense towards God.
因为在我们里面这个新生命不是一个奴仆的生命，乃是一个儿子的生命。
Because this life within us is not a life of a slave, but rather it's a life of a son.
叫我们能够呼叫神是我们的阿爸父。
That from our heart we can call him Abba Father.
叫我们能够感觉到我们是从神生的。
So that we can have a sense that we are born of God.
我们真是神的儿女。
We are His true sons and daughters.
这是因着基督的生命在我们里面。
That is because you have a life of Christ in you.
我们能够与神有一个亲密的感觉。
And you have an intimacy with God.
不仅我们对神有一个这样一个亲密的感觉。
Not only you have an intimacy with Him.
我们对于我们的主耶稣基督也有一个生命的感觉。
But now you have a new sense for who Jesus is.
就是我们知道基督是我们的头。
That you know that Christ is your head.
他是我们的主。
And he is your Lord.
所以姐妹，这不应当只是我们头脑里头的知识。
And this should not remain as a head knowledge.
这应当是我们生命里面的那个感觉。
It should be a real sense within our life.
我们知道他是我们的头。
So that we know that he is our head.
我们是他的身体。
And we are his body.
我们是他身体里面的肢体。
We are members of his body.
所以我们应当顺从他。
So we ought to follow him.
我们是自自然然的要顺从他。
It is natural to obey him.
因为这个生命。
Because of the life within us.
知道他是我们的头。
Out of this life, we know that He is head.
弟兄姐妹，这是生命里面我们对神的那个感觉。
And that's the sense we have towards God.
我们就想到我们这个身体。
And then we also know the body that we have.
很感谢神，以弗所书告诉我们说，教会是他的身体。
We thank the Lord that God tells us the church is the body of Christ.
我们就很容易借着我们。每一个人有了这个身体呢，我们来认识基督与我们的关系。
And easily we can draw a parallel to the body that we have to understand our relationship to Christ.
我们看见我们这个肉身里头，我们有一个头。
And we know in our physical body we have a head.
我们有一个身体。
And we also have a torso and a body.
只有一个头。
Only one head.
只有一个身体。
And only one body.
那我们当然知道这个头跟身体能不能分开呢
？And we of course we know can we separate our head from our body?
当然是不能分开。
Of course, you can't.
身体与头是相连的。
Our body is directly connected to the head.
是借着一个生命把头和身体连在一起。
Through one life, our body and head is connected.
而我们这个身体呢，有许多的肢体，是不是
？Within our body, we have many members.
我们想想看哈，今天如果我们身上哪一个肢体啊，如果它不顺服这个头的话
，If you think about it, if any members of your body does not obey your head,
那这个身体怎么样呢
？Then how would your body be?
这个身体就有病了，是不是
？Then your body will become ill.
所以我们看见，在我们这个肉身的身子里头
，So we see in our physical body,
没有一个肢体是不顺服头的。
There is not one member that would not obey the head.
所以这是我们在今天我们成了基督的身体。
So today we have become the body of Christ.
我们是基督身子里面的肢体。
We are members of His body.
我们连于同一个生命。
And we're all connected into one life.
每一个肢体都应当顺服元首基督。
And so every member of the body should obey the head.
当基督的身体上的肢体若有不顺从头的时候
，If there is any member in the body that does not obey the head，
我们看见这个身体就不能尽它所当尽的功用。
Then the body cannot be functioning as the way it ought to be。
这个身体就是有病了。
And then there will be problem and sickness in the body。
所以我们看见因着基督的生命在我们里面。
And so we see because of the life of Christ is within us。
叫我们能够与神有一个亲密的感觉。
And we have an intimate sense with God。
叫我们对主也有一个顺服的感觉。
And we also have a sense。To obey the Lord.
若是我们活在这个生命里头
，and if we live in this body,
我们自自然然知道我们应当顺服我们的元首基督。
Then it would be natural for us to know that we ought to follow and obey Christ.
不仅我们知道我们当顺服基督。
Not only we know we should obey the head.
而这个生命里面的大能也叫我们能够顺服我们的主耶稣基督。
But also the power within this life enables us to follow and obey Him.
基督的生命在我们里面也会叫我们对基督的身体有一个生命的感觉。
And also the life of Christ within us gives a sense for the body of Christ.
也就是说我们会关心，我们会去爱我们同坐肢体的弟兄姐妹。
Which is to say it allows us to love and to care for our fellow members, our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信在我们聚会里头，我们不知道听了多少关于肢体相顾弟兄相爱的信息。
I don't know how many times we have heard messages about loving one another and caring for each members of the body.
那究竟我们活出了多少的实际呢？
But how much reality are we living in?
我们怎么知道我们是不是活在这个生命的里头呢？
Do we truly know that we're living in such a life?
在哥林多前书第十二章那里，保罗告诉我们。
In First Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says,
他说若一个肢体受苦，所有肢体就一同受苦。
If one member suffers, then all the members suffer with it.
若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
If one member is glorified, then all the members rejoice with it.
兄姐妹，这是身体的感觉。
That is a sense in the body.
这是生命的感觉。
That is a sense of the life that we have.
我们若活在这个生命里头，
If we're living in such a life,
当一个肢体受苦的时候，
Then if a member of the body is suffering,
我们同样的会感觉到那个痛苦。
Then we feel the same suffering within us.
我们若活在这个生命的感觉里头，
If we're living in the sense of this life,
当一个肢体快乐得荣耀的时候，
If a member is glorified,
我们就一同快乐。
Then we also rejoice with him.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们中间的实际吗？
Is that a reality within among us?
今天如果在我们中间有一个肢体受苦，
If someone, a member of the body, is suffering among us,
我们是否感受同样的受苦？
Do we sympathize with the same pain and suffering?
若在我们中间有一个肢体得荣耀，
If a member of the body is glorified,
我们能否同样感受到一同的快乐？
Can we truly rejoice with him?
虽然在真理上面我们知道基督的身体乃是一个宇宙性的身体，
Even though, in terms of truth, we know the body of Christ is universal.
也就是说，历世历代以来，所有受浸归于基督身体的每一个圣徒，都是基督身体里面的肢体。
Meaning throughout generations and history, every person who is baptized into Christ by His Spirit is a member of the same body.
但是当我们在实行的上面，
But in terms of practicality,
当我们真的要来操练过一个基督身体生活的时候，
When we truly want to exercise this body life,
我们知道我们是不可能跟所有的基督身体里面的肢体一同的来过身体的生活。
We know it's impossible to have a body life with all the members of the body.
那我们应当怎么样来实行，怎么样来操练与肢体一同过基督身体的生活呢？
So how do we exercise and practice this body life?
就是与在我们本地一同聚会的弟兄姐妹，我们来学习、来实行、来操练基督身体的生活。
It is that we can practice this body life with the members of the body that are gathering at the same place.
也就是说，在我们聚会里头，当有一个肢体受苦的时候，我们也一同的受苦。
That is to say, in the same assembly, in the same gathering, if a person is suffering,then the whole assembly suffers with them.
当在我们中间有一个肢体得荣耀的时候，我们也同享那个快乐。
And if someone among us is glorified, then we should all rejoice with him.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个基督身体生活的一个基本范围。
And that is the basic sphere that the Lord has measured for us to practice.
我们不应当总是想着说，我们跟非洲弟兄姐妹，我们是彼此相爱的。
And we should not always think to ourselves, oh, we love our brothers and sisters in Africa.
我们就爱在远地的外地的弟兄姐妹们。
And it is easy to love brothers and sisters who are far away.
神的话不是这么说。
But that is not the way the Lord has
mentioned to us. 神说，你若不爱看得见的弟兄。
The Lord says, if you cannot love your brother whom you see,
你怎么能够说你爱那看不见的神呢？
Then how can you say that you love God whom you cannot see?
这个原则很简单。
So the principle is simple.
神把我们看得见的弟兄姐妹摆在我们周围。
The Lord has placed these brothers and sisters around us whom we can see.
叫我们来操练，来学习如何过一个基督身体的生活。
So that we can practice and exercise how to live out a body life in Christ.
当然感谢主，有一天如果主的生命在我们里面，那个度量越过越大。
And of course, we thank the Lord if.The measure of Christ within us grows more and more and increases.
使我们能够爱所有在基督身体里面的肢体们，我们感谢赞美。
Then He will increase the measure within us, so that we will be able to love all the members of the body of Christ.
但是那基本的范围应当是从我们看得见的弟兄姐妹开始。
So it all begins with a sphere among the people that you can see today.
那我们如何能够来活出、来操练这样一个基督身体生活的实际呢？
So how can we really practice?And live out this reality of this body life.
早晨我们想从保罗的身上来学习一些重要的原则。
And this morning from the life of Paul, we want to learn a few important principles.
对保罗而言，基督身体不是单单只是一个道理。
For Paul, the body of Christ is not simply a doctrine.
基督的身体是他真实经历，也是他所生活的那个实际。
The life of Christ is his true life experience, and it is also the reality in which he lives.
首先我们看见保罗他得着了基督身体的那个启示。
First we see that he received the revelation of the body of Christ.
今天一个基督徒要能够真实进入过一个基督身体的生活，他必须要先从神得着基督身体的开启。
Today if a member of the body wants to truly live out the reality of living in the body, then he really needs to be receiving a revelation from God.
对你们今天这个开启是太重要了。
And this revelation is so important.
今天我们许多时候不能够真实进入基督身体的生活。
So often we cannot truly enter into a life of living in the body of Christ.
一个非常根本的原因就是我们没有基督身体的那个开启。
One very basic reason sometimes is because we have not received
the revelation. 我们可能头脑里头有这个知识。
Perhaps we have the knowledge in our head.
但是我们缺少从神来的开启。
But we lack a revelation directly from God.
所以我们不能够真实的进入这个基督生活。基督身体生活的实际。
So we're unable to enter into a reality of living in the body of Christ.
到个地步我们觉得很沮丧。
And even to a point that we feel disappointed.
我们明明知道我们应当爱我们的弟兄。
We clearly know in our head that we should love one another.
我们明明头脑里面知道我们应当顾到我们弟兄姐妹。
In our head we know we should care for our brothers and sisters.
可是我们却没有那个能力，没有那个爱来活出这个实际。
But we seem to lack the power and the love to live out such a reality.
原因就在于我们缺乏基督身体的开启。
And one reason is because we don't have that revelation.
在使徒行传第九章那里记载保罗原名扫罗在那里逼迫教会。
In Acts chapter 9, it records how Paul, who was called Saul, how he persecuted the church.
在他往大马色去逼迫基督徒的路上。
And on the way to Damascus, as he's going to persecute the church in Damascus.
复活升天的主耶稣从天上大光当中向他显现。
The resurrected, ascended Christ appeared to him in a great light.
主就问他说，对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And the Lord asked him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我们知道主已经复活升天。
And we know at this time the Lord has already resurrected.
保罗怎么可能能够逼迫主耶稣呢？
How can Paul possibly persecute Jesus physically?
在那个大光的里面。
And in that great light from heaven.
主给保罗看见。
And the Lord gave Paul a vision.
也就是他灵里面得着了开启。
Which is to say he had received the revelation in his spirit.
就是当他在地上逼迫基督徒的时候。
That when he is on the earth persecuting Christians.
他是在逼迫基督的身体。
In actuality, he's persecuting the body of Christ.
就是逼迫主的自己。
And then he is actually persecuting Christ himself.
当保罗在地上，他摸着一个基督徒的时候。
Whenever Saul touched a follower of Christ.
他就是摸着了基督身体里面的肢体。
Then he's touching a member of the body of Christ.
他也就是摸着了主自己。
Then he's touching Christ himself.
弟兄姐妹，在这样一个启示的里头。
And in such a revelation.
保罗他明白了。
And he suddenly understood.
他明白了基督与他身体的关系。
And he understood the relationship between Christ and his body.
所以他并没有在那里跟主耶稣在争辩。
And so he did not argue with the Lord.
他明白了说他摸着了 基督身体的一个肢体，就是摸着了主自己。
Because he understood when he had touched a member of the body, then he would have touched the Lord himself.
弟兄姐妹，这是保罗从神所领受的那个开启。
And this is a revelation that Paul received from God.
弟兄姐妹，今天所有属灵的事情，包括属灵的开启，都是从神而来的。
And brothers and sisters, every spiritual matter, every spiritual revelation come directly from God.
在地上没有一个老师，没有一个人能够叫我们里面得着这样一个属灵的开启。
There is not a teacher, there is not a person on the earth that can give you such a revelation.
所以我们如何能够看见教会是基督的身体呢？
So how can we see that church is the body of Christ?
我们需要神的开启。
We need the Lord to reveal it.Reveal it to us.
我们或许要问说，那为什么我没有得着开启？
So sometimes we ask, how come I have not received such a revelation?
是不是我们也要去往大马色的路上才能够被大光来照一下？
Is it because we also need to walk on that way to Damascus to receive some light from heaven?
不是的。
It is not so.
加拉太书保罗告诉我们，神他乐意启示他儿子在我们心里。
In Galatians, Paul says, God is pleased to disclose His Son to us.
弟兄姐妹，神他乐意启示基督在我们心里。
God the Father is pleased to disclose His Son, Jesus Christ in our heart.
他不仅乐意启示基督是头。
Not only he's so glad to reveal that Christ is the head.
他也乐意启示基督啊，教会是基督的身体。
But he's also pleased to reveal that.The church is the body of Christ.
既然主的话告诉我们，他是乐意启示我们的。
So if the Lord has said that He's willing and pleased to disclose Himself to us,
那是什么原因我们没有得着启示？
Then for what reason we have not received such a revelation?
就你们问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
问题当然不在神那边。
And the problem is not with God.
神是乐意的。
He is willing.
问题在我们身上。
It is the problem is in us.
我们愿不愿意？
Are we willing?
我们渴不渴慕？
Do we have a desire?
我们看见在蒙恩得救之前的保罗。
We see Paul before he was saved.
他是渴慕的。
And he had a longing for God.
他在那里追求神。
He was pursuing after God.
他追求要认识神。
He wanted to know God.
他的心向着神是真实的。
His heart towards God was true.
所以神知道保罗他真是愿意来认识神。
And God knew that Paul truly wanted to know him.
只是他在一个错误的道路上。
Unfortunately, he was walking on the wrong way.
他以为逼迫基督徒就是侍奉神。
He thought of persecuting Christians is a way to serve God.
然而他的心是被神看上。
But his heart was known by God.
所以当他在那里追求神的时候。
So as he was pursuing God in his own way.
虽然路错了。
Even though he was pursuing after the wrong way.
然而神却愿意向他来开启。
But the Lord was willing to give him a revelation.
兄姐妹，所以今天我们必须要问一问我们自己。
So today we also must ask ourselves.
我们是不是真实的渴慕认识神？
Do we truly have a longing and a desire to know God?
如果我们真实要愿意认识他的话，
If we have a true desire and a longing,
他就将他儿子开启在我们心。
Then he's so willing to reveal his son in us.
就像保罗在大马色的路上，他就认识了
Just as Paul on the way to Damascus, he came to know Christ.
他也就认识了基督的身体。
Then he came to know the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们要省察我们自己。
So we ought to examine ourselves.
我们心里面是不是真实的渴慕认识我们的神？
Do we have that true longing and a desire to know our God?
我们知道，在我们今天所处的环境
，Today in our environment,
是一个非常艰难的环境。
It is a difficult one.
大家的生活都非常的忙碌。
Everyone is living a very busy life.
以至于我们实在是很难能够有时间来亲近主。
To a point, it's very difficult for us to draw near to the Lord.
来认识他。
And we don't have time to know Him.
我想我们心里面都有一个感觉。
I think many of us have the same sense in our heart.
今天我们这个属灵的生命的光景，远远不如从前的弟兄姐妹们。
That the spiritual life and condition within us, it's far less than some brothers and sisters who walked before us.
我认为一件非常根本的问题。
And to me, I feel that one basic problem.
就是我们没有花时间，我们没有付代价来亲近我们的神。
It is because we have not spent the time, we have not paid the price to know Him.
我们都太忙了。
We have all been too busy.
我们都太累了。
We have all been too tired.
我们勉强一天能够抽出个十分钟、二十分钟来亲近主，好像是一件不容易的事情。
We try our best to take out 10 minutes or 20 minutes to to come before the Lord to draw near to Him.
And
that's already difficult.
我们想到一些前面弟兄姐妹们的见证。
But when we remember the testimonies of the brothers and sisters before us,
他们每天能够花几个小时的时间来亲近主。
They were able to spend a few hours every day to draw near to the Lord.
对他们来讲，读经不是一个义务。
And to them, reading the Bible is not an obligation.
祷告不是一个责任。
And prayers are not a duty.
他们乃是渴望认识神。
But they desire to know the Lord.
所以他们借着读经，借着祷告，他们来亲近神。
So through reading the scriptures, through prayers, they want to come and know God.
所以神有好多的机会能够把自己开启给他们。
So the Lord has so many opportunities to reveal Himself to us.
今天神何等盼望把他自己开启在我们心里。
And the Lord, in the same way today, how He desires to reveal Himself to all of us.
我们必须问问我们自己。
And we have to ask ourselves.
我们有没有给神时间呢？
Have we given Him time?
我们有没有给神机会呢？
Have we given Him opportunities?
难怪我们对神的认识是那样的浅。
No wonder our understanding of God is so shallow.
难怪我们不能够认识到我们乃是基督身体里面同作肢体的。
No wonder we cannot fully understand that we are fellow members of the same body.
另外还有一个问题，我们好像不能够从神得着这个启示。
Another problem, of a reason why we don't seem to receive a revelation from God.
就是我们里面是满的。
It is that we are so full inside.
我们觉得，哎呀，基督的身体。
And we thought, oh, the body of Christ.
我早就知道了。
I've heard about it. I knew it so long ago. I've heard about it for so many times.
我不是在 HCA 听过而已。
Not only I've heard it here in HCA.
我在西岸特会也听过。
I've heard it in WCCC.
我在东岸特会也听过。
I've heard it in East Coast Conference.
我听过很多这方面的信息。
I've heard so many sermons and messages.
我们觉得我们已经知道了。
And we have already known it.
我们觉得我们已经很明白了。
And we thought we already understood it.
就当我们里面是满的时候
，When we are so full inside，
我们怎么能够从神得着启示
？How can we receive fresh understanding？
如果我们今天像老李家教会当时的光景一样
，If we're just like the church in Laodicea，
我们觉得自己是富足的
，We are rich，
我们觉得我们自己什么都有
，We don't lack anything，
我们觉得我们什么都知道
，We know everything，
神怎么开启我们
？Then how can the Lord give us new revelation？
主耶稣在马太福音第五章就告诉我们
，So Paul， Jesus said in Matthew，
他说虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
因为他们必得见神。
Because they will see God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们怎么看见？怎么能够从得着启示
？How can we receive revelation?
今天我们怎么能够更认识我们的主
？How can we come to know God more?
主的话说，虚心的人有福了。
The Lord tells us, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
这个虚心原文讲到邻里贫穷。
And this poor in spirit talks about we are.Poor in the spirit.
就是我们不以为自己已经有了。
It is meaning we do not consider ourselves.
我们不以为自己已经知道了。
We do not think that we already know it.
所以我们才能够从神得着更多的开启。
That so that we can receive more revelation from God.
姐妹，这也不是我们能够靠着自己做到的。
And it is not something we can do by our own might.
因为我们这个人只会越来越觉得富足。
Because in ourselves, we can only feel that we become we're becoming
richer and richer. 我们只会越来越觉得自己知道的比别人多。
We can only feel that we're coming to know more and more, more than others.
感谢神，我们可以求神。
But we thank the Lord, we can come and ask of Him.
因为他能够来帮助我们倒空。
And He can help us to empty ourselves.
他能够来使我们降卑。
He can help us to humble ourselves.
使我们成为一个邻里贫穷的人。
So that we can again become one who is poor in spirit.
叫我们不以为自己已经知道了。
That we do not think that we already know it.
好，叫我们能够在神的面前能够得着更多的开启。
So before the Lord, we can receive more revelation.
叫我们能够知道教会是基督的身体。
That we can truly know that the church is the body of Christ.
当我们有这样一个开启之后
，When we have the revelation.
当我们里面有这样的看见之后
，When we have the vision in the spirit.
弟兄姐妹，在我们里面基督的生命自自然然的把我们带进入基督身体的生活里。
Then the life of Christ within us will naturally bring us into the life of the body.
所以我们实在是求主更多的来开启我们。
So we truly need the Lord to reveal Himself to us more and more.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So that we can truly know Him.
知道基督是我们的头。
That we can know that He, Christ, is our head.
知道教会是他的身体。
And the church is the body.
是他的生命所要充满。
Is and the body will be filled by the life of Christ.
第二方面，我们看见基督身体的生命在我们这个生活的操练实行里头呢，它有两方面 最重要的原则。
Secondly, we see that there are two very important principles, in terms of practicing and living out the life of the body.
或者说这两方面，这个身体，这个生命的感觉。
And, oh, in another word, are two very important senses of the life that we have.
一个就是合一。
One is unity.
一个就是相爱。
The other is love.
所以我们看见我们这个身体啊，它乃是在这样两个原则之下，它才能够正常的能够来成长。
So we see only under these two principles, then the body can grow normally. And
所以哥林多前书十二章二十十二节，保罗就说，身子是一个，却有许多的肢体。
And First Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says, there is one body, but many members of it.
而且肢体虽多，仍然是一个身子。
And though the members being many, there is only one body.
弟兄姐妹，这是身体那个合一的感觉，那个合一的原则。
And that is the principle and the sense of the life within us, that there is a unity within the body.
所以借着我们这个肉身，我们就能够明白基督的身体是不能分开的。
So through our physical body, we already understand that we cannot separate the body of Christ.
它是合一的。
It is one.
虽然我们这个身子上有许多肢体，各自都不相同。
Even though we have many members in the same body, and they are all different from one another.
就连我们的手指头跟脚趾头长得也不一样。
Even our fingers are different from our toes.
所以我们看见我们在基督里同做肢体的，我们是不相同的。
So we know all the members within the body of Christ were not the same.
但是这些的不相同，不应当破坏那身体的合一。
But being different should not break up the unity of the body.
我们看见这身，我们身子里面的肢体，它的功用也不尽相同。
And we see the members of our own body, they all have different functions.
然而它仍然是为着同一个身体。
But they all are for the same purpose and for the same body.
在我们当中有没有人会觉得说，我们这个身子里面的肢体啊，有一个是不需要的？
Would any of you think that there is one particular member in your body that you don't need anymore?
我如果对 Ryan 弟兄讲说，那你小指头反正不太要紧嘛，你就割下来给我有没有关系？
And if I ask my brother Ryan, hey, your little pinky toe, you don't use it very much, why don't we just cut it off?
我们发现我们是何等看重这个身子里面的每一个肢体。
Then you realize how much he cares for every member of his body.
所以这是在身子里面那个合一的感觉。
And this is a unity, this is a sense for the unity that we have in the body.
因为我们是一
，because we are one，
所以我们要竭力在这样一个一的合一的感觉里面来一同的生活。
So we need to use all diligence to preserve that unity in the body.
我们刚刚说到，我们身体的肢体的功用也不相同。
And we also talked about that we all have different functions.
但是却都是为着同一个身子。
Yet it is all for the same body.
最近好像不少弟兄姐妹感冒或是过敏。
Recently, I feel that there are more brothers and sisters getting sick from cold or allergies.
常常我们感冒的时候呢，很容易的，这个鼻子就塞住了，是不是
？Very often when we have a cold, we will have a stuffed nose.
那鼻子是做什么的呢
？What does our nose do?
我想鼻子主要的功用就是呼吸。
I think the main reason we have a nose is so that we can breathe.
我不知道鼻子还有没有其他功用。
I don't know what other functions do a nose have.
它有一个很重要的功用啊。鼻子是要呼吸的。
But the most important one is that I need to breathe through my nose.
是他最重要在身体里面最重要的一个责任。
And it is the most important function he has.
当我们感冒的时候，鼻子塞住了。
And but when we have a cold, our nose will be stuffed.
它不能尽功用了。
And it cannot fulfill its function.
鼻子不能呼吸了。
And it cannot breathe anymore.
这时候怎么办呢
？Then what can you do?
就用嘴巴呼吸是不是
？You will breathe through your mouth.
这是不是很自然的事情
？Isn't it very natural？
有没有哪一个人的嘴巴会在这个时候说
？Would anyone's mouth say at this time？
这呼吸啊是鼻子的责任。
That breathing is your problem。
跟我没关系。
It has nothing to do with me。
那我就紧闭我的嘴巴。
I'll close myself。
因为呼吸这不是不干我的事。
Because that's not my function。
这时候怎么样呢
？Then what will happen？
你的身子就受亏损。
Then your body will suffer。
弟兄姐妹，这就是身体合一的那个感觉。
Then this is the sense that we have.
当鼻子不能呼吸的时候
，when we can no longer breathe through our nose，
嘴巴很自然的，它就来帮助这个身子， 能够得着他所需要的那个氧气。
And naturally, the mouth will help and supplement the breathing so that the body can still receive oxygen.
当鼻子不能呼吸的时候
，When your nose can no longer breathe,
嘴巴不会感觉说我已经做了好多事了。
The mouth will not say, "Oh, I've already done so much."
的确，我们嘴巴的功用是比较多。
Truly, our mouth have more functions.
它要进也要出。
It needs to something goes in, something comes out.
即使是这么忙了。
Even though the mouth is so busy,
其实他的责任负担是这么重的。
Even though he already has a lot to do,
然而当他身子里面的肢体不能发挥功用的时候
，But if another member can no longer fulfill its functions,
我们看见同座肢体的他就补上去了。
The members of the same body will supplement it.
不需要人家告诉你。
No one needs to tell you that.
不需要还有特别跟你讲说。哦，教你说你鼻子不能呼吸的时候，你要用嘴巴呼吸。
It doesn't need to be taught that when you cannot breathe through your nose, remember to breathe through your mouth.
我想我们没有一个人需要学习这个功课。
No one needs to learn that lesson.
我们是自自然然的，我们这个身子里面这个生命的感觉就叫你来这么做。
It is natural and organic, and you have a sense in your life that tells you what to do.
同学们，今天我们要在基督身体里面一同过生活。
And today we're all living in the same body.
我们就必须要能够有这个生命里面。这个合一的感觉。
We also need that sensitivity for the unity we have.
不要想到说，哦，别的肢体有问题是别人的事。
And we cannot say that we other members have a problem and it's their problem.
我们学习要在这样一个生命合一的感觉里头，一同来过基督身体的生活。
And we need to truly live out this body life within the unity.
所以在以弗所第四章那里啊，主的话告诉我们。要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心彼此联络用和平用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Therefore in Ephesians Paul tells us that he exhorts us therefore to walk worthy of the calling with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering bearing with one another in love use diligence to keepThe unity of the Spirit through the uniting bond of peace.
这句话告诉我们，这圣灵所赐的合一呢，已经赐给我们了。
This verse tells us the uniting bond of peace in the Spirit has already been given to us.
所以他在圣经的语法里面告诉我们，这是一个已经完成的一件事情。
And therefore, grammatically, it tells us it's already done.
所以我们看见今天我们在基督身体里面是已经合一了。
So we see that we already have the unity in the Spirit.
那我们的责任是什么呢
？So what is our responsibility?
要竭力的保守。
It is to be diligent to preserve it.
要付出一切的代价来保守基督身体的这个合一。
That we will pay any cost to preserve and to keep the unity of the Spirit.
然而我们却面临很大的一个难处。
Yet we face a great difficulty.
就是仇敌撒旦，他乃是竭力。来破坏这个基督身体的合一。
That we have an enemy, Satan. He's trying his best to destroy the unity of the body.
他怎么破坏呢
？And how does he do it?
就是借着我们的肉体。
That is through our flesh.
借着我们的己。
Through the self that we all have.
什么时候当我们坚持我们自己的时候
？Whenever we insist on being ourselves.
什么时候我们单单顾到我们自己的时候
？Whenever we prefer ourselves than others.
这个合一就被仇敌给破坏。
Then this unity will be destroyed.
所以主的话说要用谦虚忍耐温柔
So the word of the Lord tells us we need to use humility to use gentleness to use patience
用爱用和平来竭力保守
to bear one another in love and to use the uniting bond of peace
最近在我们聚会当中发生不少的事情
and many things have been happening among us in this gathering
我们看见仇敌就借着每一次的机会要来破坏基督身体的合一
and we have seen how the enemy use every chance he gets to try to destroy the unity of the body
他怎么来破坏呢
and how does he try to destroy us
借着一些事情
it is through these events that's been happening
比方说在我们中间当有一个肢体软弱被过犯所胜的时候
For example, if there's a member of the body stumbled and became weak and was overtaken by sin
我们发现在聚会里面就有不同看法和想法的弟兄姐妹们
Then we see there are different opinions within the body
有些弟兄姐妹觉得说那我们要用恩典来包容他
Some brothers and sisters feel that we need to bear with him and care for him in grace
有没有道理
And is that true?
我想在我们中间 有些人是同意。
And absolutely many of us agree.
因为神也是常用恩典来包容我们。
Because that's how the Lord has bared with us in His grace.
还有一些弟兄姐妹。
And some other brothers and sisters.
所以说要用真理来使他归正。
Felt that we need to correct this person in truth.
有没有道理？
Is that also true?
也有道理。
It is also reasonable.
因为我们的神是公义圣洁的神。
Because our God is true and just.
我们的神是恨恶罪的。
And He abhors sin.
所以我们应当要来对付这个罪。
So some felt that we need to deal with the sin.
所以我们看见，我们最近常常提到一件事情：神爱罪人，却是恨恶罪。
So often we mention this thing that God loves sinners, yet He hates sin.
在神自己没有问题。
In God Himself, there is not a problem.
因为我们知道，当主耶稣来到地上的时候
，Because when the Lord Jesus came to the earth,
他是充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
He came full of grace, full of truth.
在我们主的生命里面
，And in the life of Christ,
恩典是充充满满的。
Grace is filled to the brim.
真理也是充充满满。
And also truth is filled.
可当我们在这里要过一个基督身体生活的时候
，But when we're trying to live a life in the body of Christ,
我们发现仇敌就借着这个，无论是坚持恩典或者坚持真理，就叫这个合一被破坏了。
The enemy have a scheme, so some people will insist on grace, some people will insist on truth, then our unity will be destroyed.
有时候当神的儿女们中了仇敌的诡计
，And when brothers and sisters are fallen under the scheme of the enemy,
因着你坚持你的意见，我也坚持我的看法，彼此就不交通。
Because some will insist on their opinion, some will insist on their point of view.Then we cease to fellowship with one another.
我们就看见这个身体的合一的见证就被破坏。
Then the testimony of the unity of the body will be destroyed.
然后我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主他爱他的教会。
He loves his church.
他在我们中间虽然允许仇敌在我们中间来做一些这样的一个破坏。
Even though he sometimes allows the enemies to come in and try to destroy his unity.
那我们看见弟兄姐妹在主的恩典里头。真的是学习用谦卑、温柔、忍耐、爱和和平来那里彼此来竭力保守这个圣灵所赐的合一。
But he's also giving all brothers and sisters this opportunity to learn to bear with one another in love, to with all patience and gentleness and long suffering, so that we can preserve this bond of peace.
借着彼此有那更多敞开的交通
，and through more open fellowships,
把我们带进。在这个合一的里头更加的完全。
That we can be brought into a more complete or more perfection in the unity of the Spirit.
在我们个人的家里也是一样。
And it is the same way in our each family.
我不知道今天早晨在我们中间有没有夫妻，到现在哈，夫妻两个人是吵架不讲话的。
I don't know if there's any husband and wife among us that's in the argument even till now that they're not talking to each other.
不管因着什么事情哈。两个人是不交通了。
And for whatever reason, the husband and wife stop talking to each other.
如果有的话，希望你们注意的听。
If there's any, then I hope you pay attention.
当这个交通中断的时候
，When you stop to fellowship,
这个合一就被破坏了。
Then that unity would have been destroyed.
如果你听见主对你说的话
，But if you hear the word of the Lord,
聚会完的时候，你就应当要来恢复这个合一的交通。
And as soon as the fellowship, the message is over, try to restore.That fellowship within the unity.
当然我们知道做丈夫的是家里的头。
And we know husbands are the head of the household.
所以如果你们夫妻之间有这样的难处
，So if there's a difficulty among the husband and wife,
这个做丈夫的要做头。
And as a husband, you should be the head.
你要首先去找你的妻子交通。
You should be the first to approach your wife.
你要用谦卑、温柔、忍耐、用爱、用和平。竭力来保守，来恢复在家里面的这个合一。
And the Lord tells us to use humility, to use gentleness, to use patience, to use love, to use peace, to preserve that unity of the Spirit.
所以希望从今天开始。
So I hope from today on.
没有一个家里面夫妻的关系，那个合一是被破坏的。
Now the family will allow their unity to be destroyed.
我们要来竭力，来操练，来学习。竭力保守这个合一，从我们家里面开始。
And we need to practice and exercise to use all diligence to preserve that unity.
听到有一个弟兄和我分享到。
And I heard a brother that shared with me.
他们对于最近聚会中发生的许多事情也非常有负担。
And they have many burden for the things that's been happening.
所以他们夫妻两个人呢，就能够为着弟兄姐妹的难处和软弱呢，能够一起的祷告。
So for all the difficulties and the, even the weaknesses of brothers and sisters, the husband and the wife have been praying together.
姐妹，这是很好的一件事情。
It is indeed good.
盼望我们每个家庭夫妻啊，都来操练。
And I hope every husband and wife will be able to practice and exercise.
夫妻两个人呢，能够一同的来为着肢体们的需要和软弱一同祷告。
That brother, husband and wife can pray together for the need of the body and each member of the body.
那我们就能够经历到说，神的恩典就把我们夫妻能够保守在这个合一的关系里面。
Then by the grace of God, He can preserve us within the unity of the Spirit.
我们也就比较容易生气啊。不会，寒怒不能到日落。
Then it would be easy to practice to not be angry till sundown.
因为你总要一起祷告嘛。
Because you still have to come back to pray together.
所以基本上今日事今日毕。
And so that if there's any argument, it will end today.
一天的难处一天当。
And the difficulty it's enough for each day.
所以盼望我们更多的夫妻能够在家里面，我们来操练我们夫妻同心的。来为着基督的身体能够更多有祷告。
And I hope more brothers and sisters can practice at home to pray together with.
基督身体另外还有一个重要的感觉，就讲到相爱。
And there's another sense, important one in the body of Christ, that is to love.
在哥林多后书十一章，保罗说：“有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？”
In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "Who is weak without me being weak?"
有谁跌倒，我不焦急
？Who is stumbled without me having intense concerns?
兄姐妹，我们有没有这样的实际？
Do we have such a reality?
和我们一同聚会的弟兄姐妹们。
For the brothers and sisters who are gathering with us.
当有人软弱的时候。
If someone become weak.
你是不是同感到软弱？
Do you feel the same weakness within
you? 在里面是不是产生一个负担？
Do you have such a burden in you?
叫你似乎没有办法能够好好的睡觉。
That you will even lose sleep over him.
你必须要来为他祷告。
That you must pray for him.
你需要为这个祷告来扶持这个软弱的肢体。
That through prayers you must offer yourself to support this member.
兄弟姐妹，这是不是我们真实的感觉？
Do we have that true sense within us?
有没有当我们看见有肢体跌倒的时候？
When we see a member stumble.
我们心里面是焦急。
Do we burn with intense care?
最近我们知道，我们聚会里面有。发生不少的事情。
And there are many events that's been happening among us.
我们知道有些肢体生病了。
So we know some of the members of the body have become sick.
以至于都甚至不能来聚会。
And even to a point that they're no longer able to come to the meeting.
姐妹，我们知道吗？
Do we know this?
我们有感觉吗？
Do we have a sense for them?
当肢体软弱的时候。
And when the member become weak.
当肢体受苦的时候。
When the member is suffering.
我们有同样的感觉吗？
Do we have that same sense?
在我们中间也有弟兄姐妹被过犯所胜。
There are also brothers and sisters among us that's been overtaken by sin.
弟兄姐妹，我们的感觉是如何呢
？What is our feeling in our heart?
我们是否觉得这不关我的事
？Do we think that this is not my problem?
还是我们里面真实与我们的肢体同感软弱
？Or do we feel the same weakness just as another member of the body?
当我们当中有弟兄姐妹。被公司裁员，失去工作。
And there are brothers and sisters among us who have been laid off from their work.
弟兄姐妹，我们里面焦不焦急
？Do we care for them and concern for them?
我们里面爱不爱我们的弟兄姐妹
？Do we truly love our brothers and sisters?
我们有没有在主面前为他们祷告
？Do we come before the Lord and pray for them?
我们有没有打个电话或去看望我们的弟兄姐妹
？Do we give them a phone call or to visit them?
弟兄姐妹，基督的身体不是一个道理。
The body of Christ is not a doctrine.
神给我们有许多的机会，让我们能够来活出这个实际。
He has given us many opportunities so that we can live out a reality.
我时间关系，我最后再提一件事情。
I just want to mention this at the end.
我们知道，在我们当中，从前在我们当中的一些弟兄姐妹。
And we know there are brothers and sisters that used to gather with us.
有些已经不再和我们一同继续的聚集。
Many have no longer many are no longer in Houston or gather with us.
当然有一些是因着其他的原因，他们到外地去。
Of course, for whatever reason, some have moved to other cities.
但我们有一些弟兄姐妹乃是因着受伤、因着软弱而离开了我们。
But there are also others who have been hurt. who have become weak among us and left the fellowship.
这姐妹，我们有没有感觉呢？
Do we really have a feeling for them?
我们知不知道他们心里面的想法是什么？
Do we really know the thoughts in their hearts?
我们知不知道他们里面受伤的情形是如何？
Do we know how they became hurt?
特别当我想到有一些从小在我们聚会中长大的孩子们。
Especially when I think of some children who has grown up among the fellowship.
有些人是在我们聚会里面从婴儿式就在聚会当中。
Some had come to our fellowship since they're infant.
经过小学。
Through elementary school.
经过初中。
Through middle school.
经过我们的高中。
Through high school.
有许许多多弟兄姐妹在那里服侍。
Many brothers and sisters have been serving them.
可之后因着某种的原因。
But for some reason afterward.
他们不愿意再回到我们中间。
They were no longer willing to return to the fellowship.
他们离开了。
And they have left.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道吗？
Do we know?
我们有感觉吗？
Do we feel for them?
我们能够感觉到他们里面的那个所受的苦吗？
Do we feel the suffering that they have?
还是我们觉得不关我的事？
Or do we feel that it is not my problem?
弟兄姐妹，我们何等缺乏在基督身体里面有这样一个相爱的感觉。
How we lack the sense of love in the body of Christ.
我就想到在路加福音十五章那边有浪子的比喻。
So I thought of that parable of the prodigal son in the Gospel of Luke.
是我们都非常熟悉的。
And we know that parable very well.
我们知道浪子当然有他的责任。
We know, of course, the prodigal son had his own responsibilities.
浪子的确犯了许多的错误。
Of course, he had.Done many mistakes.
浪子也因着软弱，他离开了父亲的家。
And also because of his weakness, he left his father's home.
但我们想到，当浪子有一天他醒悟过来的时候
，But one day he came to his senses.
我们看见说，他说，我父的家里。
The first thing he thought about is my father's house.
当他想到他父亲的家里
，Because he first thought of his father's house.
他乃是想到他父亲的爱。
He thought about.His father's love.
他知道在他的父亲的家中
And he knew in his father's house
有一位爱他的父亲
There is a father who loves him.
虽然在他父亲的家里
Even though in his father's house
也有一个充满公义真理的一个哥哥
There he also had a brother who is full of righteousness and truth.
这个哥哥甚至于都不承认他是他的兄弟
This brother would not evenadmit that this is his own brother.
然而我们感谢神
But we thank the Lord.
因为当这位离家的浪子他醒悟过来的时候
But when this prodigal son came to his senses,
他想到他有一个家
The first thing he thought about his home,
他想到在这个家里面有一位爱他的父亲
He thought about his father who loves him.
所以他里面得着一个力量
So there is a strength and a power within him.
他可以回家
And he can return home.
弟兄姐妹，今天当我们离开我们的一些弟兄姐妹们
For the brothers and sisters who are no longer with us.
当他们有一天，他们也想到说，他们想回家。
If one day they remembered us and they want to return home.
他们盼望能够回到我们中间。
If they want to come back to our midst.
弟兄姐妹，他们能够回来吗？
Are they able to come?
当他们想到说，我回到 HCA 这个家庭，我要面对的是那公义的哥哥。
When they remember HCA, do they think about, oh, I have to face this other brother that I have who is full of truth and justice?
他还能够回来我们这个家吗?
Are they going to be able to return here?
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主来到地上的时候，他是充充满满有恩典有真理。
We see our Christ, our Jesus who came to the earth, he's full of grace and truth.
是先有恩典，然后讲到真理。
And he first has grace, and then he brings us into truth.
恩典是源头。
Grace is the source.
恩典是力量。
Grace is the power.
神乃是借着恩典把我们带进他的真理。
It is through grace the Lord empowers us and brings us into his truth.
真理是神的目的。
And truth is the purpose and the goal of God.
然而神却用他的恩典把我们带进他所有的真理里头。
Yet he uses grace to bring us into truth.
所以你们这岂不就是我们主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩吗？
And isn't that the salvation the Lord has accomplished on the cross?
他用恩典来召唤我们。
He uses grace to call us.
他用恩典来扶持我们。
He uses grace to support us.
他用恩典来吸引我们。
He uses grace to draw us near.
叫我们像满了罪污的人。
So for all of us who are filled with sin, by His grace,
我们能够回到父的家。
We can return to the Father's house.
我们能够认识 我们的神的确是一位公义圣洁的神。
That we can come to know our God who is truly full of justice.
是神的恩典。
But it is His grace.
是神的爱。
It is His love.
把我们带回到真理的里面。
That can bring us back into truth.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十二章末了，他告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul at the end of First Corinthians chapter 12, he says.
他说：“我如今将最妙的道告诉你们。”
Today I will tell you a still more excellent way.
什么是最妙的道呢？
What is that more excellent way?
就是爱。
Love.
爱是最妙的道。
Love is the more excellent way.
爱是能够叫一个浪子可以回家的路。
Love is the way for a prodigal son to return home.
盼望神的爱能够充满在我们中间。
May the love of God also fill us.
因为我们这个家能够成为一个是能够叫浪子能够回来的一个家。
So this family can be one a prodigal son can return back to.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，愿你实在是充充满满有恩典有真理的主。
Because you truly are a Lord that is full of grace and truth.
主，你是用恩典和爱来使我们能够回到父的家里。
It is by your grace and by your love you have brought us back to the Father's house.
主，今天我们是你的身体。
Today we have become your body.
我们是你在地上的见证。
We are the testimony for you on earth.
我们是你在地上的家。
We are your household on earth.
主，愿你的爱更多的充满我们。
Lord, so may you fill us with your love.
主，用这样一个爱的生命充满在我们中间。
That your life of love can fill among us.
主，我们能够竭力保守身体的合一。
So that we will be able to use all diligence to preserve the unity of the spirit.
主，叫我们也能够将这样一个充满爱的生命能够彰显。
That we can also manifest such a life of love.
主，叫一个罪人能够有路回家。
So even the sinner have a way to come home.
主，求你怜悯你自己的教会。
So may you have mercy on your own church.
你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
愿我们在地上成为自己的见证。
So that we can be your testimony here on earth.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.